Good evening, this is Chief Black O'Reilly Service Cat. My name is Jeff. That is how every man on the Blue Bones Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boone on Jackson Hill. Should somebody not pick up the net at 9 o'clock or a couple minutes after, please feel free to pick it up yourself. Or contact somebody in the club if you'd like to one night a week. Alright, this is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in. We're doing our traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. To break in any time. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WV2RUQ.
Alright, we'll start with WV2RUQ. It was a meeting tonight we're supposed to go to, club meeting. And the thing that came up, I didn't go, so I'm assuming that's probably where everybody is tonight. But, what's going on with you down there in the Hudson Valley?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. Nothing much, it's 32 degrees, a sunny day, but cool today. And just sitting here, enjoying a little wine, watching television. You're noisy, by the way, in your transmission, Jeff. I don't think it's the transmission being noisy, but there's clearly noise on it. I don't know if your power is down or what, but you're readable, but usually it's crystal clear. All right, and that's it here. Nothing else to report. Back to you, WBGREQ.
Yeah, I have a hum here on this rig somewhere. I haven't quite figured out what is causing that yet. I got this new setup here, so it's kind of close to the computer, so I'm assuming that probably has something to do with it, but I've been in the process of moving it around, trying to get it better, but it's a little bit of a process. So, alright, are you guys coming up this week? I know at one point Jeff wasn't sure if you guys might come up or not.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to come up. I've got my board meeting tomorrow night with Apex, and then Thursday Gloria has her medical appointment. So that puts me into Friday, and I got to get the canopy off here before we get any serious snow. So the best potential could be sometime next week. I know Thanksgiving's coming up there, but still haven't determined yet whether we're going to make it up for Thanksgiving. So I play that close to the vest, depending on the weather, as you well know. Okay, but don't count on us being up there this week. Okay, WB2RE.
Does this sound any better, by the way? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I mean, your voice is clear. The hum is gone. I mean, there was a low hum you could detect. I can still pick up a little bit of very low static in the background, almost like white noise. But it's very low now, so but any residual hum is gone. WBQ, REQ.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for me to diagnose it with you if you're on Echolink. Because the Echolink, I took the other Kenwood I had that was originally hooked up to the Echolink, and I swapped it out with WA20K's Kenwood, since they had the same mic jack, and he did have some issues with his radio, with that radio being staticky sometimes, but he seemed to think it was because he always had it off and was in the window getting some moisture in it. So I figured as an Echolink station, it would run there for a while, and, you know, he'd never really get turned off, so it could be a couple different things, but just as a test, I had like an adapter I had plugged into the same line as the power supply for this rig, so I don't know, that might have been the hum right there, even though it wasn't running anything, it was still plugged in. So, alright, Well, thanks for checking in tonight. And hopefully we'll see you soon. We did get that snowmobile, by the way. An old one there to take up the camp. So I'm trying to get a hold of Jeff to talk to him about it. But alright, we'll catch up. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Lake Service Net. Looking for check-ins.
KC2WI mobile.
K2MBU.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KC2WI. I'm assuming you guys are coming back from the meeting, and I apologize for missing it. I had a snowmobile I had to pick up and hang around it for a little bit. So it was a bunch of running around, and today or not, never really. So I had to kind of get it. Anyway, so I hope the meeting was good, and I apologize for missing it. And so tell me what's going on with your beat.
KC2WI. Well, I just went over to the grocery store after the meeting, so I'm just leaving Boonville now. Yeah, it was a good meeting with five of us there. Nothing particular went on. We voted to re-elect all the present officers. Talked about the holiday dinner on Friday, December 6th at 6:30, which we are hoping to get a good turnout for. We've put it in the papers and then sort of invited anybody and everybody who's like to come, whether they're licensed or not. If they're interested in amateur radio, it's a good social event to get to know people. Talked a little bit about maybe doing something for Kids Day, which I think is going to be January 5th. That's a Sunday. Don't know for sure, but maybe on that. So that's what happened at the meeting. Question for you, what snowmobile did you get? And a question for Ray, I've had the battery in this car go dead on me a few times. It's years old now, it's not real old. I leave this radio on sometimes, I forget. And I could believe that'll kill it for a while. But there's been a few times where I really don't think I left the radio on. And there was one time not too long ago, I went into a place to do something with a computer thing. And I wasn't in very long. I left my lights on. I came out. Probably was less than half an hour. And the thing was totally dead. Fortunately, I had the jumper battery in there. And I've had Bob test it two or three times, and he said it checks out okay. So I wonder if you have any thoughts on that. It hasn't done it recently, but I've been unplugging, completely disconnecting this old 2-meter rig on the theory that maybe it's got something that, you know, even though you shut it off, it's still drawing more current than it should. So I don't know. I haven't got around to checking, you know, with a meter, but that could be it. But I'm not sure that's it. So anyway, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. I got an older 89 Skidoo Safari. Mostly I got it just so I could bring it into camp in the wintertime instead of snowshoeing in. And it's an older. Seems to be running all right. Although, did have a little problem getting started at one point, but it was just kind of older gas that's been in it, and so we got it running. It seems to run pretty good, and I got a pretty good price on it, I thought, and at least from what I see looking around trying to find information on it, so far I see if people selling it for considerably more than what I bought it for anyway, so I think I got a good deal on it, but it has a little metal box on the back to put stuff in for, you know, carrying stuff around. It's got a little latch there for a cargo sled, and that'll be a fun little thing for the kids to take around with and for me to use if I can. But anyway, that's what I have, and alright, well, I'll turn this over here to Ray, KC2MBU, and he can answer your question there on that. What's going on tonight there, Ray?
Just like Pete, I just got back from the meeting. Got 24 degrees up on the hill here. And I've been seeing a lot of batteries go dead lately. I was telling the customer I've changed more batteries this in the past 4 weeks than we did all winter last winter. But, what you're going to want to do is disconnect the negative side of the battery and hook up your 10 amp. You want to make sure that within 3-4 minutes, the milliamp draw with everything off drops down below 300 milliamps, preferably less than that. But I've seen where if I leave the Garmin plugged in, even though the Garmin is off in charge mode, or I've seen people charging their cell phones, leaving them plugged in, 2 days later the car won't start. If you run it daily, that's not a problem. Also, if you do run your battery dead and you jump start it and you drive it to Utica and back, that will not charge up the battery fully. I mean, if you want to charge your battery fully, you need to put the trickle charger on it overnight.
Okay, well, that it was almost dead when I was up home, and because I jumped it and started it, I didn't go anywhere, and that's what I did. I put one of those, that time I just put the little, the little Harbor Freight thingy. I don't know how many of them they put out, but it's well under an amp. And let that sit there for about 2 days because I didn't drive the car. That could be, maybe it sometimes doesn't get fully charged after that. But that's a good idea, Ray. I'm going to do that. Make sure all the goes unplugged and all that stuff. And then I'll measure the everything turned off current draw, and like you say, it better be pretty low. I guess it would be the memory for the radio, the station presets and the clock and that. And that would be the main thing, and maybe, I don't know, the computer got something in there, but we'll try that. And I'm also, what I was going to do is just measure the draw on this radio with it turned off. But, I've had it where I've left this thing on for a day, 2 days, and it's fine. So that was maybe when the battery was new, but I don't know. Something's a little screwy. I don't just trust it. And I have the battery booster jumper in the car permanently now until I figure this out. So of course after a while, especially when it gets cold, gotta take that out, make sure it's always topped off too. But it's a good advice. KG2WI.
Okay, well, quick note, the Harbor Freight the little $5, $10 specials, those are not battery chargers. Nowhere on there does it say. In fact, it says in the instructions, this will not charge a dead battery. They are a battery maintainer. It may put some charge into it, but it will not bring a dead battery up to full charge. What we're finding is batteries are putting the plates in bigger and bigger and bigger and diminishing the space in the bottom the battery where the sediment accumulates, in interest of getting a higher cold cranking amp rating. And without the space for the sediment, once the sediment reaches the bottom of the plate, it shorts the battery out. So you could run a load test on the battery that's fully charged and it would test out fine, and 2 days later it could be dead as a doornail because you've got that sediment in the bottom of the battery shorting it out.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Well, I ran the car and charged it up some and I don't know what. And we've got a 2 and 10 or 2 and 12 or something like that, Sears a smart charger. And it goes up and then the green light comes on and it's charged. And I don't know if maybe it's supposed to just maintain it at that point or what, but I don't know, the thing doesn't really seem to do that. So after I ran it for a while, I just put that thing on, and you know, like you say, it's not much current, but at least it's positive current. And also, I've measured the output voltage on those little things. It isn't, you know, they do it at a safe level. It's a maintainer, like you say. It's not really a 13.8, you know. I think they keep it below that to keep it safe so that the battery doesn't discharge, but it doesn't really quite crank it up. Well, it's hard to say. I don't think there are any two of them are exactly the same, but that's what I definitely maintain them. That's the only thing I had was the big one or the little maintainer, and I thought, well, it's going to sit there for 2 days, and if it just, you know, is a slightly positive, you know, current in instead of current out, that'll help it. And it's been fine ever since, but like I say, I've been unplugging this. I've just not left the radio plugged in because I have a suspicion that might be part of the problem. KC2WI.
Okay, well, we've also seen where a diode goes bad in the alternator and gives you about a 4 to 5 amp draw all night long, and it'll take a perfectly good brand new battery and kill it in 2 days. And you still get 13 and a half volts charging with the headlights on, but if you turn the headlights on and the rear window defogger and the heater all at the same time, it'll drop down below 12 volts. Again, when you do a current draw test, if you see it's drawing 3 to 5 amps, you know that you've got a major problem. What we do is you disconnect the alternator and see if the power goes away. If not, you pull one fuse at a time until you find out where the power draw is coming from.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's that bad, Ray, because it sat for 2 days here and it was okay. So I don't think it's a 5-amp draw. I don't think it's a, you know, diode in the alternator. And it's either, it's a combination of the battery getting a little old and maybe, you know, maybe we're getting right up to the bottom of the plate there on one of them or something. And something going on with the radio, probably, but I'll find that out and go from there. I don't have a problem with the light meter on and that kind of stuff. The charge right back up and hold it, but there's not a lot of, you know, sit there, there's not a lot of reserve, so something like that. I'm not getting any alternator wine or anything like that. Maybe a diode, just, you know. I don't think that's it, but I'm going to try the pull the negative terminal and see what the resting, you know, draw is. And then I'm going to measure the radio itself, and maybe that's not, you know, maybe something's getting screwy there. You know, it's like everything else. The radio's really always on. But the power button is the mechanical button. So, you know, that could be there.
Yeah, I've seen some cars that draw 236 milliamps. But preferably you like to see them drop below 200. They have the accessory relay that stays engaged. So needless to say, when you close the door and the interior lights stay on for a minute, your current draw is going to be higher. You just give it 5 minutes or so and see what it settles down to. Even the ECU takes power to got to keep a live circuit. All the modules do nowadays. And, you know, cars have a lot of modules now.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've often thought it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world to just have a permanent solar panel built into the car for just that purpose. Of course, around here in certain months of the year, it wouldn't be too good. And also, yeah, my car's going to be parked in the shade, so we wouldn't get a heck of a lot out of it, especially in the winter, but, you know, all it would need is a little bit if you keep the cars parked for a while, but I haven't done that myself. But you almost think they could build that in. Of course, it's, you know, it's another expense. But, okay, Greg, thanks for the info. PC2WI.
You said it was mine if I finished the net up here. 82AIT. Let me just put a couple more calls here for the net. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins? All right, myself, it's been a work day. And other things done, and then I got to get back to work here tonight. So, well, I'm not trying to rush anybody, but I have to get back to the grind here, as they say. All right, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Is that snow based on one carburetor or two?
One.
All right, good. Then you can't blow it up. Because if you have two and one of them is a little bit crudded up and you're running it at any speed, especially, you know, one run speed and that's it, and you've burned a piston. But if two, I'd say, if it's been sitting for any time, it might be worth taking them off and cleaning them. Actually, still wouldn't be a bad deal if you have any problems with it running, but one of them, at least, is just going to run crappy or maybe quit. Probably not, especially at lower speeds, going to, you know, fry it.
Roger, yeah, we already cleaned out the carburetor, so really know if we can show up.
Got it registered and insured?
I just got the thing today, so no, I don't have anything like that done yet.
Well, the reason I asked that is I heard, you may have heard the story from Clint about that not one time. So, just saying, I don't personally don't care, but, you know, sometimes you get some law enforcement people that are
Yeah, Roger, I'm familiar with the story, but yeah, I will be getting it registered here and set up. I'm going to do that this week here sometime. Depending on time, it's a busy week at work. I don't really have a lot of spare time, unfortunately. But, all right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm out close to Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to whatever you use. I'd like to thank John, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. And 373 is anyone listening at KD2AIT. KC2WI, yeah, I'm going to take her out with it a little bit more tomorrow. I really didn't get much time to play around with it. I know the guy I had cleaning it up, yeah, accidentally put in gas and oil in when we needed gas, which wasn't a good sign, but it didn't hurt. I mean, just smoked a little bit until you got some straight gas in there, but it looks to be in pretty solid shape for what I got it for, and I just hope it'll make a good utility sled up there. I'm not going to be riding, doing a lot of trail riding with it.
Yeah, okay. Safaris,
Your microphone's acting up again there. I barely caught any of that, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm probably going to have to replace this radio, like I said, but there we be. I think it's part of my battery problem. And, I've nursed it for 25 years almost, well, maybe not quite, 20 years, and I guess that's enough. I just can't bear to spend a lot of money on a new one. But I really want a nice dual bander, but I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, have a good one, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is KC2WI. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU. Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, hello Jeff. KC2WI, hello Pete. KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you all for checking in. I missed the 9 o'clock tonight. I fell asleep in the chair. That's the truth of the whole matter. Anyways, I thank you all for checking in. Anyone else? Thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated. 7-3s. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.